Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. This is Paris and Virginia here. And we are doing something new. I don't know what that was.
Our bow that we're doing new is that we're on episode 177 of the podcast. Can you believe it?
177 episodes.
I can't get over it. You're going to hear me say that a lot.
There was like something on that. It was like 100. Well, you said 177 and I'm like 70 times seven. I don't know. It was up there, you know?
Anyways.
So we are talking. We're in Hebrews.
Hebrews. Yes.
Hebrews.
11.
11 today. What are we going to be talking about?
I don't know. This is what we're going to do. We had a plan that we were talking about something. But the plan that we also made was we're going to read Hebrews 1 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I'll read the first part, Paris will read the second part, and then we're going to see what the Lord wants us to go with it. Because from the time that we planned these episodes until literally just like 2 days ago, we've had a lot more conversations about Hebrews 11 specifically.
Facts.
So we want the fresh revelation.
The fresh revelation.
We don't want the old manna. We want the fresh.
The fresh.
Shakeable. Okay. Hebrews 11. All right. I'm going to read 1 through 10. It says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. It was by the faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him, it says. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. It was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land God promised him, he lived there by faith, for he was like a foreigner, living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God.
It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. And so a whole nation came from this one man who was as good as dead, a nation with so many people that, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, there is no way to count them. All these people died still believing what God had promised them. They did not receive what was promised, but they saw it all from a distance and welcomed it. They agreed that there were foreigners and nomads here on earth. Obviously, people who say such things are looking forward to a country they can all call their own. If they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again, and in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. It was by faith that Isaac promised blessings for the future to his sons, Jacob and Esau.
Okay, like clearly we're talking about faith. We're talking by faith.
What gave it away?
But a couple of things that really have been sticking out to me was Hebrews 11:1 in the English Standard Version translation says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for. It says it shows the reality of what we hope for. And it is the conviction of things that we cannot see, or the evidence of things we cannot see in the NLT. And I like that so we were having a whole conversation about how the assurance of things hoped for. Like there's this level of you're hoping for it, but you have an assurance. I would say a confident assurance that that thing is going to come to pass. Mm. Like that is faith. The convictions of things not seen, like breaking that down, you have a conviction,
right,
of something that you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
That is really like the faith in God. We cannot see him, but he does bring us conviction. We live our life because of the conviction that we have from this thing, that this person that we cannot see. And so it says that through their faith, the people of the old days earned a good reputation, because it's impossible to please God without faith. And anyone wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And it talks about Noah's faith, and it talks about Abraham's faith, and all these things were because they obeyed God, because they had faith to say, I am trusting that it is you that is speaking to me, and I'm going to obey your commands. Because other verses in the Bible, it says in verse 6, I was just there, and it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So saying that, like, it's impossible to please God without faith, it also says, how do you know that you're a child of God? How do you know that you love God? It's because you always do those things that please him, that you are always ready to obey, that you obey the thing that he, that's how we know, because we obey. And then I liked it because these verses are talking about faith and obedience together, hand in hand.
And even like, what is the thing like we say a lot when we are saved by grace through faith, which is that in Romans?
Yes. Okay, let me not confirm that, but yes, it is in Romans.
Pastor Dan, it's in Ephesians.
Yeah, right. What?
It's in Ephesians.
Paul? In some way, Paul, you have to try to keep some of this in. Is it in Romans?
Sorry.
Yeah. No, let's not say yes. Let's look it up.
Ephesians.
Hashtag Holy Spirit. That's exactly what that was.
I'm sorry. That was perfect.
It was in Ephesians.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah. That was great. Ephesians 2:8 8 and 9. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit. It is a gift from God.
You know what Rachel was talking about that earlier today is that we can have the gift of faith.
Yeah, the NIV says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not yourselves, but a gift from God.
Yeah, I don't really have. So we wanted to talk about how the exercising your faith gains you righteousness.
Mm.
That was the OG thing that we were talking about. And that's still good because it talks about that being credited to righteousness. And I just think it's interesting because even if you talk about Cain and Abel, the Bible doesn't tell us that like Abel knew what to do. The Lord did not have conversations with them that we know of where he said, this is how you pick a good offering. This is what I want. Abel was just a man who loved the Lord and was like, I'm going to bring him the best. I'm going to bring him the first. Mm. I'm going to tithe to the Lord in this way, and I'm not holding back from him. And it literally credits Abel for that is why God calls for the first of the flock and the first of the the fruits and everything is because his heart posture was, I'm going to give the Lord my best.
Mm-hmm.
And there's debate over that because some people say that like, well, Cain's was struck down because he brought produce as opposed to animal sacrifice. My personal opinion is not that, is because it talks about how Abel was in charge of the livestock and Cain was in charge of the produce, what we'll call it, like the harvest. So those are the things that they had been given to take care of. So I don't think that if you look at it, how it's written in Genesis, it doesn't seem to indicate that like livestock was better. It's just that Abel's heart was, these are the best that I have. These are the firsts that I have. They're the firstborns. And Cain's, his was written like, and he just gave an offering. And so there's this thing of like, there wasn't the care and the attention that was put into it. It looked like there's so lack of reverence to the Lord in that, where Abel's heart was like, oh my gosh, I want to give him the best. So,
and even like with what that, it's not as if I, because there are plenty of examples in the Bible, or else we wouldn't have like the first fruits. That wouldn't have been like a real example of sacrifice.
And that's so why it's like crediting with you. To them, yes. You know? Yeah.
Something that popped out to me is exactly what you said. It's a heart posture. Like there's something about, because we know, like I feel like there's, and so funny, discipleship, our discipleship track at our church, did a lesson on this very thing about how hope, faith, and love all kind of go together. And for me, they go together in the sense of like, well, one, going back to Hebrews 11, mm-hmm. 1, faith shows us the reality of what we hope for.
Yeah.
And so there are things that I feel like we hope for that are the desires that we have, the things that we want. And it's like those who, even going back to verse 6, God will, anyone who comes to him and believe, and he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So it's mm-hmm. like, I have the faith, God, like this is the thing that I want. I have faith that you can make it happen.
Yeah.
And there's something about that that is like, it's also in partnership, because
yeah.
I love you, God. What can I do
yes.
to partner with you?
You're like, on, you know what I mean? Because the Bible says there's faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
Is love. Yes.
And so that is the thing that you were just saying. Like, it's talking about how Abel, even though he's long dead, he still speaks to us by this example of faith, because that example of faith was from his love from the Lord. Mm. That's why he wanted to give him the best. So come on. I don't really have anything to say to wrap up, but like, that's boom. There you go.
I love that. That's
great. We're
going to
go more into Hebrews 11 yes. on Friday. So
yeah, come back on Friday and join us as we read the verses 20 to 40 and talk more about faith.
And whatever, we don't know.
And whatever, however the Lord takes us, we freely go.
Amen. All right, love you guys. We'll see you on Friday.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.